The NPA head, Sean Abrahams, has been briefing the Justice Committee in Parliament on its quarter performance report, its first quarter performance report. EWN senior parliamentary correspondent Gay Davis joins me on the line from Parliament. Good afternoon to you, Gay. I see the NDPP also touched on investigations into state capture.
He did. Clemens, good afternoon to you. He was asked questions by MPs about these investigations, but he first of all kicked the ball off by actually making some introductory comments and dealing with this issue himself. I think he was probably wanting to preempt some of the questions. The first thing that he said was he'd noted media reports saying, where is Sean Abrahams? Where is the head of the National Prosecuting Authority? Because, as you know, he's been relatively silent on the state capture allegations contained both in the Public Protector's report and in the emails that we've been seeing, the leaked Gupta emails. And he says that his silence doesn't mean that no work's being done. And he went on to expand on the investigation into the state capture allegations. He says there are now eight legs to this investigation. That includes probes into what Fakie Mentor, the former minister, had to say, the allegation by former Deputy Finance Minister Mkabisi Jonas that he was offered a massive bribe and the job of Finance Minister. GCIS and the New Age, their relationship, allegations about Eskom and the Tegeta coal mine owned by the Guptas until just recently. The payments from Transnet to Trillion, another Gupta-linked company. Danel and its now aborted deal with VR Laser, another Gupta associate-linked company. And the eighth leg of the investigation, he says, is now looking at that Free State dairy farm in Vrede, where the Guptas received something like 182 million rand, allegedly, from the state, and that 30 million rand of that was laundered to pay for the Guptas' wedding at Sun City in 2013. Mm. So he's saying all these investigations are underway. The prosecutors, teams of prosecutors and asset forfeiture unit specialists are assisting the Hawks with their investigations.
Yeah. There was also a report on EWN yesterday of allegations of selective prosecution by the NPA and the way that it drags its feet on cases against senior police officers but swiftly hauls IP'd officials to court on weak cases. Did he respond to this allegation?
He has responded quite angrily to suggestions that there's selective prosecution. He's saying that the allegations of selective prosecutions are entirely misplaced. He says these decisions are made in the regions, they're done on a daily basis in courts across the country, and that he doesn't make prosecutorial decisions. He's also gone on to deny that his office needs to be respected, that he's not a politician, that the NPA needs to be respected, that he's not loyal to anybody bar himself and his God. And he's asked MPs on this committee to have confidence in him, to have confidence in the asset forfeiture unit. He has gone on at some length to try to defend the independence of the National Prosecuting Authority. He also referred, Clemens, to a report that City Press ran where they were quoting sources from within the NPA as saying that that NPA prosecutors have taken a position on the veracity of these Gupta emails. And Abrahams has just now said that's not true, the report is not true, the journalist couldn't have spoken to members of the prosecution team, they're keeping their identities under wraps to prevent any leaks on these investigations, and he's saying that there are people sitting in the room with him, his team members from the NPA itself, who don't know who these prosecutors are working on the state capture investigations because of the tightness of their security in terms of their identities.
Yeah, and this takes me, of course, Gay, to that time when he said the days of disrespecting the NPA are over. So last month, IPED handed over a docket to the NPA relating to its investigation into that shooting in Marikana. Did he provide any update on this?
Now, you're referring now to the Marikana massacre and the investigations there.
Yeah.
Now, I need to look at this a bit more closely because far as I can work out, he's claiming that IPED said that they had concluded all their investigations into marijuana. But I know for a fact that that's not the case, because IPED itself hasn't got the money that it needs to recreate the scene on the back of the kopje where those executions, the style shootings took place, Clement. So I'm not sure what the what Sean Abrams is getting at here, except that he is saying that there are some investigations relating to marijuana. He's expecting to make an announcement in the coming months, he said. He might have meant days, in relation to some of the investigations which IPED has concluded, but he's saying that, obviously, he's saying that not all of the investigations have been finalized yet. But we know that.
Yeah, indeed. Well, EWN senior parliamentary correspondent Gay Davis, thank you so much for your time.